and EY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Cloudy skies today with highs around 47. Winds out of the north, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy skies expected again tonight, lows around 34. High of 52, tomorrow mainly clear. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Cattle and Feed report out on Thursday. Shell Shagum with the numbers.
The number of cattle on feed on December 1st was just under 12 million head, which was about 0.5% below the December 1st, 2020 numbers. During November, feedlots placed about 1.97 million head of cattle, which was about 4% above 2020. They marketed just under 1.9 million head during November, which was 5% above 2020. But when you make a adjustment for the fact that there was one extra slaughter day during November of 2021, it was fractionally above the 2020 number. Fractionally meaning about 0.3%.
He also has numbers from the quarterly hog and pig report.
If we look at the number of hogs and pigs on December 1st, it was about 74.2 million head, which was about 4% below a year ago. It was estimated that there were just under 6.2 million head of hogs kept for breeding, which was about unchanged from a year earlier. The number of hogs which farrowed during September-November was just over 3 million head, which was about 5% below a year ago. Producers indicated intentions to farrow about 2.9 million head in December-February and just over 3 million head in March-May, and that would be unchanged for the December-February farrowing and about 1% lower than 2021 for the March-May 2022 farrowing intention number. The pig crop, 33.7 million head, which was about 4% below a year ago.
That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Law enforcement authorities are investigating a suspect on drug charges. Just after 1 p.m. on Thursday, police stopped a vehicle in the 600 block of Fletcher Street in Atchison. Officers arrested 47-year-old Robert J. Ford of Atchison on municipal court warrant for failure to appear in court. He's also being held on requested charges of possession of methamphetamine and drug paraphernalia, which was located during his arrest on the warrant. According to online jail records, Ford was also jailed on drug accusations in 2015. In Topeka, firefighters extinguished a blaze on a three-car detached shop on Christmas Eve. The Soldier Township Fire Department says just before noon on Christmas Eve, firefighters were called to a blaze on Northwest Silverstone. Upon arrival, crews said a detached three-car shop was engulfed in flames. The blaze was quickly extinguished and no injuries were reported. The cause of the fire is still under investigation. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
The Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier, along with many government employees, including teachers, police officers, and otherwise, needing to be fully vaccinated against COVID-19 by federal mandate. The big question now is the list of 4-H volunteers across many states in the Mid-America region. Washington lawmakers connected with farming communities worry that the mandate may hurt the program and discourage people from volunteering with 4-H. State Senator Mark Sleschel.
4-H program is something incredibly valuable for our youth in all 39 counties. And to punish them for volunteering sometimes maybe once or twice a year is just too much government.
He says he's worried about extending the mandates to 4-H clubs that may result in volunteers walking away from the program for children.
4-H leaders have to be screened, background checked, and trained. They're hard to recruit and retain. They're good-hearted people. They use common sense. They're leaders in our communities. What are we going to do? Have the county agent show up at the 4-H club meeting and check the vaccination status?
Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network.
Two police officers from Wichita are being treated for injuries not considered life-threatening after being shot in the early hours of Christmas Day. Police investigating a domestic violence report made contact early Saturday with the suspect, 24-year-old Malik Rogers. Police say he resisted arrest and fired several shots. One officer was shot in the leg, the other shot in the arm. Both were treated at a hospital. The suspect was later found dead of what police called a self-inflicted gunshot wound. A dramatic shortage of substitute teachers in Kansas public schools due to the COVID-19 pandemic is prompting the Kansas State Department of Education to consider temporarily modifying license requirements for people seeking part-time work in classrooms. Katie Bowers, who was elected in November to the Blue Valley School Board, said the state's public school districts need a lenient policy on hiring substitutes. She recommended the State Board of Education make temporary adjustments, perhaps 12 months.
Tires aren't all the same, and neither are tire dealers. Find a dealer like Mike's OK Tire, who carries Michelin and BF Goodrich tires. Michelin offers safe, fuel-efficient, long-lasting tires that provide exceptional performance and extraordinary value. BF Goodrich tires are built for drivers looking for high performance and aggressive styling. Next time you need tires, don't deal with amateurs. See the tire experts. See Mike's OK Tire in downtown Marysville for tires, repair, alignment, and service.
Nebraska, Mid-America Network News. A Nebraska man is recovering after falling through ice while saving his dog at a lake. The Omaha World Herald reports that the Papillion Fire and Police Departments were called at 11:30 a.m. on Friday after a 47-year-old man fell through the ice at Walnut Creek Lake. He was on the ice trying to rescue his dog about 30 to 40 feet from the shore. The man was able to rescue the dog, which walked back to the shore, but in the process, the man fell through the ice. A Sarpy County deputy was in the area and arrived to assist the man using search and rescue equipment. A car driver is hospitalized with serious injuries after the vehicle crashed while fleeing a Nebraska state trooper. KETV-TV reports that the accident happened around 12:50 a.m. Saturday in Lincoln. A trooper saw a sedan without license plates and tried to pull it over, but the driver fled. Within a couple of minutes, the vehicle crashed. Authorities have not released the name of the driver or further details about the incident. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family with AARP. On a mission to support veterans, go to aarp.org/veterans today.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit overnight.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert.
The bakers of Earth Grains Breads combine wholesome and nutritious ingredients with a soft, light texture that your family will love. Our nutritious varieties include 12 grain, wheat berry with honey, 100% whole wheat, and multigrain. Try Earth Grains 12 grain toasted with peanut butter for breakfast, or multigrain with turkey and fresh veggies for a nutritious lunch. Earth Grains Breads, baking our best for you.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. The Public Works Administrator presented a list of bridges to be repaired or replaced in Marshall County in the upcoming year. The board encouraged Mike Craig to again contact Oquito Township to attend a Gage County meeting to ask them to cost-share construction of the bridge needed on the state line. Bids were received for two bridge packages and stock bridge material, with low bids approved, including $77,000 for one bridge and $106,000 for the other. Commissioners again took up the matter of cattle guards that Brett Parker had installed in Waterville Township, noting that the township did not agree to the cattle guards' placement from the beginning. Jeff Hyman, who represents Waterville Township, was present. The Parkers originally petitioned the township to close Unicorn Road. Receiving no response, they repetitioned and again received no response. Therefore, they went ahead and installed the cattle guards. A representative from Kansas Livestock Association addressed commissioners and encouraged them to look at the situation objectively and not emotionally. Commissioners voted 2-1 to deny the application of Brett and Amanda Parker and require them to remove the cattle guards by noon January 4th. They may reapply as soon as the county policy is put in place and appropriate permits are obtained. Commissioner Barb Kiekhaver voted no. Cottage Hill Township representatives addressed the board regarding a sign that was placed by a private citizen in the middle of a township road indicating the road is closed. The board advised the township to contact council, remove the sign, and send a letter to the landowner. As a reminder, the Marshall County Courthouse will be closed to the public all day Friday, December 31st for year-end balancing. Employees will be working, but the building will be locked. The courthouse will be closed all day Monday, January 3rd for New Year's, and commissioners will meet January 4th. Washington County commissioners last week approved a 5% raise for all full-time employees this next year beginning January 3rd. A local disaster emergency was declared as a result of recent windstorms which did damage throughout the county. The transfer station in Washington County will be closed January 1st for New Year's and will be open again on January 8th. Nemahal County commissioners unanimously approved the 2022 budget as presented, following a public hearing with no comments coming forward. Public Works advised they'll be looking into receiving FEMA funds to help cover the cost of repairs necessary following damages incurred during the recent windstorm. Commissioners indicated they would consider a proposal to divide the transit program from the nutrition program in the Senior Services Department after reviewing a proposal from the interim director. No action was taken on discussion of pay for non-elected personnel. Nemahal County Commissioners will not meet the week of December 27th. Their next regularly scheduled meeting is Monday, January 3rd. Record low unemployment numbers have employers region-wide scrambling for employees. Marshall County Partnership for Growth highlighted a statewide map with a majority of counties below 2%, including just 1.3% unemployment locally for Marshall, Washington, and Nemahal counties. Similar numbers are noted in Nebraska, with most dipping even below what would normally be considered full employment. It's estimated that upwards of 500 positions are currently open locally, and the Partnership for Growth has a lengthy list of employers and specific job openings listed on the organization website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. For those seeking help, the service is provided free of charge. Additional details available by contacting Partnership for Growth Director Ellen Barber at 785-207-7598 or email choosemarshallcounty@gmail.com. The record low unemployment has further challenged local small business owners, with some restaurants and others reducing hours to accommodate. Larger firms are also impacted, with orders and production backed up at times longer than normal. Again, the job list is available on the Marshall County Partnership for Growth website, choosemarshallcountyks.com. Jerry H. Godfrey, age 68, of Marysville, passed away Thursday. A private graveside service was held Friday at the Marysville City Cemetery, with Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville handling arrangements for Jerry Godfrey. Donald E. Slater, age 80, of Morrillville, passed away Friday. Private graveside service will be held at the Morrillville Cemetery, with the ward funeral home in charge of arrangements for Donald Slater. Larry L. Dittmers, age 68, of Washington, passed away December 22nd. Services pending, with the ward funeral home of Washington in charge of arrangements for Larry Dittmers. Donna J. Sponda, age 79, of Dubois, passed away Thursday. Funeral services Wednesday, 10:30 at the Christian Church, United Presbyterian Church, Pawnee City. Interment in the Czech National Cemetery, southwest of Humboldt. Visitation Tuesday, 9 until 8. Family with great friends Tuesday, 5 until 7 at the Quarry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Donna Swanda.
With United Bank and Trust online banking, you have access to your hometown bank 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year at ubankonline.com. You can view account balances, access statements, and transfer money between your UBT accounts. You can also view account activity, pay bills, and even make loan payments without being limited by banking hours. Simply visit ubankonline.com to learn more. Online banking with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
As the jet stream continues to stay fairly zonal across our region, we will continue to stay fairly mild through the next few days. For today, we can expect to see clear skies and sunshine across the Midwest, with the majority of any precipitation staying fairly north in the Dakotas and Minnesota. Today, we can expect to see highs ranging in the upper 30s and lower 40s throughout Iowa, the upper 30s and mid 40s throughout Nebraska, the mid 40s and mid 50s throughout Kansas, and the upper 40s and mid 60s throughout Missouri. Tonight, an upper-level low will start to move through the Great Plains. Although this will stay fairly north, some areas of the Midwest will start to see fairly cool temperatures overnight tonight. Kansas and Missouri will stay fairly mild overnight tonight, but slowly start to cool down throughout Wednesday and into Thursday. I'm forecaster Kara Foster.
Average high temperature late December 40, record high on this date 69. The average low 20 and the record low 6 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:11.
Will the new year bring a new you? Some advice for making a resolution you can keep from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
If you're a farmer or a rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The Voice of Agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmer-rancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Monday, December 27th, the 361st day of the year. The children's program Howdy Doody made its TV debut on this day in 1947. You'll likely begin pondering a New Year's resolution in the next few days, but we already have a good idea what it will be. Without fail, the vast majority of resolutions are health-related. To lose weight, stop smoking, exercise more, or eat better. Financial goals are next, to stick to a budget, save more money, or to find a better job. And those are followed by efforts to improve our character flaws, things like being more patient or become a better listener. Here's a tip for sticking to your goal. Make it specific and measurable, and don't be overly optimistic. It's better to revise a goal upwards than downwards. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and get the advice of the day at almanac.com.
Jack's Food Market and JD's Catering send a world of good wishes this Christmas season. One of the real joys of the holidays is an opportunity to say thank you and wish the very best for the new year. Thank you for your patronage, and Jack's looks forward to continuing to serve you in the upcoming year.
Blue Valley Technologies reminds you during this season to take time to reflect upon the good things we have, including our partnership with you. Here's hoping the holidays in the coming year bring you happiness and success. Warmest wishes from Blue Valley Telecommunications.
Karis Dunlap and the rest of the staff at RX Drugstore send best wishes for a happy new year filled with health, happiness, and spectacular success. RX's priority is to make you feel better with fast, caring service in providing you with prescriptions and over-the-counter drugs and remedies to ensure your best health in the new year.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports. The Kansas men's basketball game versus Harvard, scheduled on Wednesday, has been canceled because of a combination of injuries and positive COVID-19 tests within the Harvard program. The game will not be rescheduled this season. KU is currently looking for an opponent to fill the cancellation by Harvard to play this Wednesday at Allen Fieldhouse. All tickets issued for the Harvard game will be automatically transferred with the details of the new opponent once that's finalized.
Patrick Mahomes threw for 258 yards and three touchdowns. Byron Pringle caught two of those TD passes. And the Chiefs beat the Steelers 36-10 on Sunday to clinch their sixth consecutive AFC West title. The Chiefs improved 11-4 and remain a game ahead of Tennessee for first place in the AFC with their eighth straight win. That would give them the conference's lone first-round bye and home field advantage throughout the AFC playoffs. Up next for the Chiefs, they visit Cincinnati on Sunday. This is Kansas, Mid-America Network Sports.
Having trouble finding a new car this holiday season? Can't wrap your mind around paying massive markups? At Midwest Kia, during the Kia Command the Season sales event, you won't have to worry about being left with a lump of coal. Grab your holiday spirit and head to Midwest Kia to put your name on one of over 200 new 2022 Kias that will be here in time for Christmas. And Midwest Kia has the better way to buy with the inventory to match. Never priced above sticker, all with the best stocking stuffer in town. Kia's amazing 10-year 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Plus, we want to get you approved, even when the other guys have said no.
No.
With as little as $600 cash or trade, you could get your credit back on track and get into a brand new Kia today. For the best car buying experience in town, visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com, and you'll see why people are singing,
"We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia."
On select models with approved credits, warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
The Kansas State football program will wear a special decal on the back of its helmets when the Wildcats take the field for the Tax Act Texas Bowl in support of Kansans who were affected by last week's wildfires, K-State athletic officials announced on Tuesday. Kansas State takes on LSU in the Tax Act Texas Bowl on January 4, 2022, inside NRG Stadium in Houston. The game will kick off at 8 o'clock and will be shown on ESPN. The Kansas State men's basketball team has added a home game with North Florida this Wednesday at 7 o'clock. The game will air on Big 12 Now on ESPN+. North Florida replaces Morgan State, which was originally scheduled for that date, but had to cancel due to COVID-19-related issues within their team. Season ticket holders and current Morgan State single-game ticket purchasers should use their original ticket to scan in for this Wednesday's game. Once again, game time at Bramlage Coliseum is 7 o'clock, and it'll air on Big 12 Now on ESPN+.
This Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year to all from J&M Liquor in Wymore. Open on New Year's Eve and New Year's Day. From your hometown liquor store, J&M Liquor.
Prairie View Industries wants the United States wounded and disabled veterans to know how much they are appreciated for putting their lives on the line for this great nation. Take the time to let them know their sacrifices will always be remembered. Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps.
The low light and indoor conditions can be rough on our houseplants, but create a great environment for aphids, mites, white flies, and scale insects. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start with a shower of clear water. Wrap the pot, soil and all, in a garbage bag to prevent potting mix from going down the drain. The blast of water dislodges many of the pests that found their way onto your indoor plants. Place smaller plants in the sink and use a nozzle with a flexible hose, if available, to wash the upper and lower leaf surfaces. Move larger plants into the shower, washing both the upper and lower leaf surfaces. Allow the plants to dry, apply insecticidal soap or horticulture oil like Summit year-round spray oil to the upper and lower surfaces of the leaves, along the stems, and at the junction of the leaf and stem. Repeat as needed. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips. Protect new and established plants from hungry herbivores with organic animal repellent Plant Skid. It's safe to use on fruit and veggie gardens as well as trees, shrubs, and flowers. Plant Skid uses odors associated with predators to encourage critters to dine elsewhere, even before taking a bite out of your plants. It's effective against deer, rabbits, voles, elk, moose, chipmunks, and squirrels. Plant Skid is rain and snow resistant, so fewer applications save you time and money. Find out more at plantskydd.com. Hi, I'm gardening expert Melinda Myers. Want to increase your gardening skills and grow beautiful and productive gardens? The Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD series can help. As host of the series, I show you how to design, plant, and maintain gorgeous gardens. So join me in becoming the best gardener you can be. The Four Great Courses, How to Grow Anything, DVD sets cover such topics as container gardening, landscape design, food gardening, and more. Visit MelindaMyers.com for more details.
It's no secret that Bite Me Barbecue has great food. And most of you know you can get it quick on the go. But did you know that Bite Me Barbecue also caters? That's right, you can get their amazing barbecue, including their new side, served at your next party, function, or get-together.
Game changer.
Call or stop in for details. Bite Me Barbecue in Marysville.
Hummus Trucking Incorporated proudly honors the Seneca Volunteer Firefighters and EMTs, who always answer the call for help, and salutes them for their dedication and unwavering commitment to the community. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking and truck and trailer repair.
Some people fix up their office with items that remind them of their favorite things in life. This man went a step further. He made sure his office allowed him to do the thing he most enjoyed in life at the same time, fishing. I'll take you to an office with a moat and fishing poles on our Best of 2021 series on the American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report. Join me each weekend as we explore the news and issues that matter the most to agriculture. We know this past year has been challenging in many ways, but as agriculture continues to adapt, we are right there with you. From markets to weather, each weekend we take a deep dive into what matters most. Join me each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
I'm Greg Peterson of the Peterson Farm Brothers. If you've seen our videos, you know we're proud to be farmers. Farming can be dangerous. Never assume location or depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start any work on your farm, call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com to have underground lines located. It only takes a minute and can save your life.
Never assume the location or depth of underground lines. Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
It's a place with ties to one of the best-selling books of all time.
We wouldn't be here in this building if it weren't for Ben-Hur. It was built with money from the book. Lou actually preferred to write outside. He had a tree that he wrote under. He put a little platform under it and a rocking chair, and that's where he wrote Ben-Hur, was outside.
Larry Paulberg says Lou Wallace loved writing and loved fishing. This building had the best of both worlds.
It's a freestanding building. When it was originally designed, he had a moat around it. Part of that was for privacy, and part of that was for convenience of fishing. He could fish off the terrace. In the winter, he'd crank up the furnace and sit in the basement with his fishing poles out the windows and fish.
Today, the moat surrounding the library and studio has been drained. Step inside, and you'll find one of his other loves.
He loved books, and so the walls are surrounded by his bookcases. All the books that we have here are his personal library.
There's another feature of the building that stands out to most who visit.
It was just a space that he designed. No windows. I think about a man who probably was a boy with attention issues, and windows are a distraction and lead to daydreaming. He didn't have that. If he looked up, he saw his beloved books.
Lou received praise from many dignitaries who read Ben-Hur. Perhaps one of the most intriguing for this veteran of the Union forces of the Civil War was the thoughts of the president of the Confederacy.
Jefferson Davis read it and was very impressed. And Lou fought in the Civil War, and so I think it appealed to him that Jefferson Davis saw the book as a tale of redemption and reconciliation.
The Wallace Study and Library is a unique place to learn about a man with many talents, and perhaps most notably, the author of Ben-Hur. Traveling the countryside in Crawfordsville, Indiana, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate Friday, December 31st. Sale begins at 10:30 at the farm 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Tractors include a 2011 John Deere 7330 with a John Deere 360 loader, 8-foot bucket. It's an extra nice tractor, a John Deere 4240. Trucks and a car include a 2015 Chevy 2500 HD with 52,000 miles, 2017 Chevy Equinox 30,000 miles, 2003 Kenworth with a grain trailer, 2014 Polaris 900 XP. Equipment includes a New Holland swather, it's diesel, John Deere baler, New Holland big round baler, 12-foot wheel rake, a drill, 9-shank soil saver, 20-foot wing disc, 7-foot shredder, miscellaneous including 500 and 1,000 gallon propane tanks, 500-gallon fuel barrel, portable fuel trailer, and miscellaneous. This farm auction for the Ben Heideman Estate, Friday, December 31st, begins at 10:30, 4 miles south of Corning on Highway 63. Sale conducted by Wilhelm Auction Service.
You wouldn't
think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. They can catch fire or even explode if they come in contact with metal, as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Farming is about uncertainty. When volatile prices and fluctuating weather are par for the course, you can count on Commodity Classic, the event that's designed by farmers for farmers. America's largest agricultural and educational event delivers the experience you've come to expect. Uncertainty may be what you're used to, but with Commodity Classic, you'll be equipped to handle it just a little bit better. Be there March 10th through 12th when we return to New Orleans. The future is in your hands at CommodityClassic.com.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, got a positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a Pop Tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's anything combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or putting in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
The conditions would have to be just right with metal touching other batteries, such as AA's, or more than one AA to complete the electrical circuit. Then, some sort of combustible material like paper would need to be nearby for the fire to start. However, junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips and keys can create that perfect condition. Learn more about home battery safety at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
fascinated watching virtual painting tutorials. But even if the instructor gives detailed instructions, if you get off track, your painting won't turn out as well as you'd hoped. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, sometimes it's easy to get off track with our financial budgets. Whether you had an unexpected bill come up, or maybe you overspent during an online sale, it can be easy to get off track. One way to ensure you stay disciplined with your finances is to list out your needs and your wants and your wishes. Your needs could include things like your mortgage, your car payments, and groceries. Your wants could be anything from paying off your student loans early to buying a new patio set. And your wishes, well, that could be wanting to retire early so you can care for your grandchildren. And just like following along to the instructor's directions at the beginning of a paint class, be sure to follow your budget. If you get off track, pick things back up. When you prioritize sticking to a budget, you can achieve more financial clarity and live a life of meaning.
Let's all sing and sound our cheer, for this glorious holiday comes but once a year. Happy holidays from Midwest Products at Hanover. Their wish is that you all enjoy the happiest of holidays. May this holiday be a safe one, and your new year a healthy and prosperous one. Season's greetings from one and all at Midwest Products in Hanover. A simple greeting to you and all from Ricky's Cafe in Hanover. Thanks for your past patronage and goodwill. May we continue to serve you in the years to come. Enjoy the peace and prosperity of a new year. Season's greetings from Ricky's Cafe in Hanover. The excitement of giving and receiving fills the air this holiday season. Please remember the reason for Christmas and our New Year wish for peace and prosperity. From Nordish Motor Company in Marysville, season's greetings and the best to all of our friends and patrons from Nordish Motor Company in Marysville.
Moving toward resolution of shipping port congestion and supply chain challenges today on Farm to Fork. The clock is ticking for the big buy two, get one free glove promotion at Gempler's Farm and Home Supply. You have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Shop from a huge selection of work glove styles from brands like DeWalt, Carhartt, and more, including Sugar River by Gempler's. And the best part of the deal, there's no limit. For every two pair of gloves you buy, the third pair is free. It's a perfect time to stock up for your farm or business. And for the colder weather, a new pair of insulated gloves is just the ticket. Don't forget, you have to order by this Friday, December 31st. Just go to Gemplers.com/gloves. Select the quantities and styles you want, and when it's time to check out, use the promo code GLOVE. Buy two, get one free. Again, that's Gemplers.com/gloves. And use the promo code GLOVE. Gempler's, family-owned, fiercely independent. Earlier this month, the U.S. House of Representatives passed the Ocean Shipping Reform Act of 2021, sending the measure along for Senate consideration. The bill seeks to resolve what some here in the U.S. consider to be unfair shipping practices. Dan Hallstrom, president and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, supports the bill.
This is a huge step in the right direction in terms of enforceability of some of these booking contracts for our exporters. Kudos to the House. Kudos to the agricultural groups on Capitol Hill that it made this happen.
Hallstrom says the overland shipping system could use a few tweaks as well.
Combined with expanded hours of service, maybe some waivers on over-the-road weight limits, these things will add up and hopefully start to turn the tide to where we can get caught up on some of these shipments.
Hallstrom says a lot of U.S. meat exports are in the chilled meats category and particularly sensitive to shipping delays.
All this attention, and specifically this Shipping Reform Act that was passed through the House and hopefully the Senate soon, I think this will focus the shippers to further prioritize export shipments. And the reality is that a sale is not complete until it's delivered and hopefully delivered on time.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
At news from the Mid-America Ag Network, I'm Andy Hoosier. Well, consuming more produce is extremely important, no matter it be organic or conveniently grown. Toby Amador says a recent survey shows that nutritionists agree on that statistic.
There was a survey of registered dietitians better understanding challenges of increasing fruit and vegetable consumption. And this was a study That was done by the Alliance for Food and Farming. It was done with 175 registered dietitians who responded to a web survey. All the participants had at least 10 years of experience as a registered dietitian, and 97% stated that they worked directly with consumers and with the majority in the medical and healthcare fields. 99% of these registered dietitians agreed that is, it is extremely or very important to eat enough fruits and vegetables each day.
Amador says organic or conventional, it's all safe to eat and it needs to be focused on.
95% agree that it's important that consumers know that conventionally grown fruits and vegetables are safe to eat because not all consumers feel they can afford organically grown produce. 94% agreed that fear-based messaging regarding pesticide residue has a negative impact on consumers because it causes concern about whether conventionally grown fruits and vegetables are safe to eat. 93% agreed that consumers should eat more fruits and vegetables every single day, whether it's organic or conventionally grown. Both are safe and can absolutely be eaten with confidence.
There has been a growing focus across the nation when it comes to organically grown produce that many try to sell at different farmers markets across the nation that has been extremely beneficial to the push to eat healthier. That again was nutritionist Toby Amador. Ag News from the Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier.
Changes in weather can make or break Kansas farms.
It's going to pick up an intensity a little bit over 9th and 9th.
That affects us all. That's why you need a meteorologist you can trust to give you accurate and up-to-the-minute information each and every day.
I'm Jay Prater. I know how important an accurate forecast is to you. With Cake First Alert Forecast, I'll give you precise conditions in your area, wherever you are in Cake Land.
Trust Jay Prater and Cake First Alert, your weather authority. Cake News. On your side.
Hey, it's Andy Hoosier with the Mid-America Ag Network. Stay tuned in right here every day with your favorite radio station and the Mid-America Ag Network as we give you hourly commodity and market information. Plus, we provide you the latest current events and news in agriculture that just may help you on the farm. From harvest reports from around the Mid-America region to tips during planting season, new technology from trade shows, agriculture legislation at the state and...
Christmas season, loading. Enjoy faster internet this Christmas. Get a $100 Blue Valley bill credit or pass that credit along as a gift for a hard-to-buy-for loved one. Offer applies to new customers or speed upgrades only. Give your family the gift of an internet upgrade. Call 877-876-1228 today for details or visit bluevalley.net. Merry Christmas from your friends at Blue Valley.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. What team will win the Super Bowl in 2031? That's the kind of question Christmas tree growers have to predict every year. Gary Crawford with more.
Yes, here's that Christmas tree hunting clip again from the movie A Christmas Story.
Haven't you got a big tree?
Yeah, it's here in that tree.
Don't you think it's a little large?
Yeah, no, Christmas only comes once a year. Why not?
Why not? If you went hunting for a real Christmas tree after the first week of December this year, you may have had a little trouble finding just the right tree. Some farms and tree lots sold out of trees this year. One reason goes back 12 to 15 years ago when artificial trees were reducing demand for the real ones and many tree farmers cut back on planting new trees. But then, about 3 years ago, demand for real trees started climbing again, and so here lately, many farmers have increased plantings of trees again, which will be ready in about another 10 years. So, in other words, as one choose and cut tree grower tells me,
you got to be forward-thinking in the tree business.
Very forward-thinking. Jim Gelson runs this farm. He owns it in Northern Virginia, where we get our trees every year, and he says it is a quandary unique to the tree business.
What's happening now isn't the case for 8 years out.
He says, though, that for the big growers to have cut back plantings 12 years ago, that was, as he puts it,
kind of short-sighted,
thinking that the real Christmas tree market was going to be permanently shrinking. In fact, Jim Gelson thinks just the opposite. He's going around doing presentations to groups of farmers and would-be farmers, telling them,
look, forget about hemp. Plant Christmas trees. It's here now. You don't have to get federal regulation, federal permits or anything. It's good to go. Get some acreage, plant some trees.
And he even has some numbers to prove his case.
You get the trees for 20 cents a piece. All right, I'm going to put 5,000 Norway spruce out in the spring. That's $1,000. In 12 years, they'll be worth $1 million. What else can you invest in to get a return like that?
Gary Crawford.
That's an Ag Business Update. Merry Christmas from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
For
concrete called Marysville Ready Mix. Marysville Ready Mix has rebar and fill sand available and can refer you to several contractors who do concrete work. At Marysville Ready Mix, they'll help you figure the amount of concrete you'll need. Marysville Ready Mix has patio blocks, splash blocks, and parking blocks. Call on Marysville Ready Mix for concrete, 562-3418. From Blue Rapids or Summerfield, call collect, 562-3418.
Think throwing old batteries in the trash would be dangerous, but it is. They can catch fire if they come in contact with metal. Unsuccessful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for today's news from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for today's news, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to today's news from Successful Farming.
Have you heard of a good way to deter coyotes? What about a hay sleigh? Or how to get twice the light in your machine shed? These ideas were submitted to the All Around the Farm and Idea of the Month in Successful Farming magazine. If you have an idea for saving money, labor, or time that could offer a real solution to landowners, farmers, and ranchers, we'd like to hear it. Enter your quick fix or proven solution today at agriculture.com/idea entry. That's agriculture.com/idea entry.
We all have batteries around the house for electronics, toys, and other gadgets. When the batteries are dead, what do you do with them? Your state might require all batteries be taken to a household hazardous waste disposal facility. If not, maybe you just toss them in the trash once they're used up. Depending on what else is in that trash can, they could start smoldering and cause a fire. Brett Brenner is the president of the Electrical Safety Foundation International and explains how this can happen, especially with one type of battery.
Your 9-volt battery, you've got a positive and negative. If there's any energy left into that, and they come in contact in a trash can, if you have aluminum foil or even, you know, a top tart wrapper or something like that, you can create an arcing event where if there's any combustible in a trash can or trash bag, like paper towels, it's a pretty good place to find something combustible. It can start a fire. We've seen those pop up here and there. So just because it doesn't work in your device doesn't mean it's completely out of energy.
Before they're tossed in the trash, make sure there is no way the positive and negative posts of the battery can complete a circuit and produce heat.
Something like a 9-volt battery, you should make sure both sides are covered with something and just wrap it in something as simple as paper towel or putting in a plastic bag. Might not be the best thing for the environment, but at the end of the day, it's about safety to make sure you're not, you know, putting anybody in harm's way.
Fire investigators say perfect conditions for a battery fire are also found in junk drawers with loose batteries and metal objects like paper clips or keys. It's not as likely with batteries such as AA's, but it can happen. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about home battery safety at agriculture.com.
Seems like everyone wants a big green egg for Christmas, and rightfully so. It's the most versatile barbecue and cooking product on the market with endless capabilities. From appetizers, entrees, and dessert, the Big Green Egg can do it all. Check them out at Hometown Lumber and Hardware, along with a great line of accessories to enhance your backyard barbecue experience. And with a range of sizes, there's a Big Green Egg to fit your lifestyle. Make your list and check it twice at Hometown Lumber and Hardware in Marysville.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop Insurance Protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that Crop Insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Market information from the Bid America Ag Network. I'm Andy Hoosier going through a Monday today. Market's wrapping up here in just a little bit, but we are still seeing some green numbers on the board for most of the grain market. Kind of mixed, but mostly lower in the livestock as the day has gone along. Today, corn and soybeans still moving further into the green. Wheat moving further into the red as the day progresses. Today, March corn up 6 3/4 right now, sitting at 612 and a half. per bushel. We have Kansas City wheat. They started off green today, but have moved further into the red, down 14 and three quarter cents right now at 846 and three quarters. Chicago wheat also down by 10 and a quarter. In the bean market, January is continuously moving further into the green, up 25 cents right now at 13.57 even. We have the bean meal up by $6.10 at 4.12.20, and the bean oil for January up $1.34 at 56.78. Cotton still doing relatively well, up $3.39 at 112.51 for the March cotton. And the oats not doing too bad, up 16 cents right now at 7.23 a bushel. Livestock started off mostly in the green for the live cattle, feeder cattle, and lean hogs. The hogs are still in the green. The rest of the cattle market moving into the red as the day has gone along. Lean hogs right now for February up 45 cents at 83.70. The April as well up 90 cents at 87.55. In the live cattle, a little bit of green trying to hang in there. December's up 7 cents right now at 137.12. The later futures are in the red with February down by 90 cents at 138.72. In the feeder cattle, down $1.45 right now for January, sitting at 162 even. The March also down by $1.05. In the stock market, that's doing relatively well today, green across the board, and that is also reflecting into the U.S. dollar index, with the March index up by 7 cents right now at 96.05. We have the 30-year bonds in the green just slightly, just over 160, and the 10-year notes are in the green as well, up by a cent at 130, so not too bad there. Stock market overall doing well, with the Dow Jones up 245 points right now, the S&P up by 52, the NASDAQ in the green by 191.
Hi, this is Rick Everett with the Mid-America Network. Join me daily for the latest news and sports from around the state and around the region. From the opening bells of the trading floor to the latest legislative decisions, we'll keep you informed throughout your day and report on regional sports teams, as well as reports from state highways, the latest updates from law enforcement, and decisions made in our local and state courts. Listen daily and visit us online at MidAmericaAgNetwork.com.
When you're a military veteran or service member, you're significantly more likely to be a target for fraud. The scam artists use fake veterans charities, service benefit buyout schemes, bogus job scams, the pandemic, and more. That's why the AARP Fraud Watch Network and Operation Project Veterans provides free reports on the latest scams targeting veterans and military families. Protect yourself and your family.
Calling all brides-to-be. With all you have to do to plan for your big day, let Fashion Direct take care of the guys in your wedding party. Fashion Direct in Marysville carries a complete line of tuxes from Jim's Formal Wear Company. With over 60 tuxedo styles and 175 full-bag vest options, you can create the look of your dreams. Browse online at jimsformalwear.com and use Build a Tux program, or step in at Fashion Direct and look through a book complete with color swatches. Fashion Direct will ensure your groom looks his best on your big day.
legendary country music on a legendary country station. We're KMDY Marysville, AM 1570 and FM 94.1. Now, ABC News.